And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ledensky becomes a rookie naturalist.
By the time you're a grown-up, and woe betide you if that's all you're aiming for, it's pretty easy to stick with what you already know. When I was in a funk about just that state of being earlier this year, my clever friend Rosie offered me a book that I, in turn, offer to you. It's titled Life Reimagined, The Science, Art, and Opportunity of Midlife by Barbara Bradley Haggerty, an NPR name for you longtime listeners. Among the book's takeaways for living exuberantly is this gem. At every stage of life, you should be a rookie at something. It's timely advice for the new year. My own rookie nerves rattled when I signed up myself and my amiable spouse for the 11-week Indiana Master Naturalist course this past fall, offered through the St. Joe County Park System. The first night on-site at Bendix Woods began with name tags, an icebreaker for 24 shyly chatty students, and a stack of handouts beginning with the mission: to bring together natural resource specialists with adult learners to foster an understanding of Indiana's plants, water, soils, and wildlife, and promote volunteer service in local communities. We plunged right in, led by a park interpreter who introduced principles of taxonomy while stoking my affection for the particular breed of geekiness that scientists exude. Maybe it's the combination of earnest enthusiasm, nerdy specialist vocabulary, and multi-pocketed utility pants, but I found myself crushing out, innocently enough, on every different instructor, every class. Knowledge is very attractive. I haven't sat in a science class since the mid-80s, so even though I can't remember if I locked the back door, I was pleased to discover that somehow my seventh grade study of Linnaean classification stuck in my brain, and that first night it flowed from my lips by rote like a secular creed. Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. That shard of science cred meant little, though, as we galloped on to entertain big questions that confirmed what a rookie I am, starting with, what exactly distinguishes a plant from an animal? Every class raised more questions. What are stabilimenta for as they zigzag their glossy way through an orb-weaving spider web? How big can a hellbender salamander grow? Here's a hint, you're going to need a bigger bread box. How many species of fish are in the St. Joe River, and what does it feel like to have a lamprey, eel-shaped and wiggly, suction cup its horror movie mouth onto the back of your hand? As an English major, I gulped in the naturalist poetic vocabulary, forests with their understories and overstories, and trees with their heartwood strengthening their core. I was weirdly charmed by the sucking stomach of spiders, which poor Wilbur found so disgusting in Charlotte's Web. I cultivated awe for our northern Indiana aquifer and appreciation for alluvium, whose deposits fertilize our soil. My eyes sharpened, too. Trotting after an arborist along wooded trails for even a couple hours taught me to see what I'd been missing on hundreds of hikes: the invasive tangles of multiflora rose and autumn olive, the outsized understory foliage of the pawpaw, our own Indiana banana, and how a sassafras tree has three different shaped leaves that, with a little imagination, look like a knife, a fork, and a spoon. There's so much more. Did you know that there are more organisms in a teaspoon of soil than there are people on planet Earth? Or that you can get an approximation of how a snake senses vibrations with lengths of yarn, a metal hanger, and fingers plugged into your ears? If you pull up a chair, I could go on and on about Devonian shale, bird migration, and tips on leading an effective nature hike. My rookie brain is thrumming with all that I now know I don't yet know. At the end of an 11-week Master Naturalist course, no one pretends the students have mastered this knowledge, but we certainly met the goal of cultivating respect and enthusiasm for nature's diversity and knowing whom to ask about almost any natural world question. If you sign up for classes yourself through the Department of Natural Resources website in your area, I guarantee you'll also discover another priceless natural resource: other rookies. Our class taught me their own enthusiasms as teachers, birders, professionals, retirees, and world travelers, all of us as classmates, amateurs. And what is an amateur but a rookie fueled by love? If you need a place to begin, I recommend standing in silence amidst the old-growth beech tree forest in Bendix Woods. tip your head to follow the smooth gray trunks rising like columns, holding up a soaring cathedral ceiling of interlocking branches, stark and glorious this time of year. Then open your rookie heart and learn. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ledinsky.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.